no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, keeping you up to date with the latest real estate news and home buying information. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors say this is the year you may become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge and skills you need to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Pat Tracy, the executive director of REACH, joins us to tell us about how to restore your rights after the courts have taken them away. They're coming to take you away, ha-ha. Then, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, he started reporting news when the Dead Sea was just sick, but he's still around and he's going strong. After the news, Pastor Carolyn Rose joins us with a special story about the Royal Palm Covenant Church's food drive and the good work they do in their community. Then our house segment will give you some chilling tips on how to beat the summer heat. And you're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, the REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. And at the end of it all, Kenesha Wood joins us with some important news about how to bail out your underwater home. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's a sneak preview of what we dug up for you this weekend. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose slightly this week, but they remain near their lows for the year. We have a report from Freddie Mac about the interest rates. We'll give you the numbers. Americans' attitudes toward the housing market remain somewhat mixed, although a steady improvement in their personal financial outlook might very well bode well for housing in the coming months, according to Fannie Mae's July 2014 National Housing Survey. The producer of the most widely used credit score in the U.S. on Thursday announced a major overhaul of its scoring model that could boost bank lending and lead to thousands of dollars in savings for borrowers with debts that are in collection. We'll tell you how FICO is revamping the way they are figuring their scores and how that might affect you. Speaking of credit, roughly 77 million Americans, or 35% of all adults with a credit file, have a report of debt in collections. That's a debt that's more than 180 days old. And big U.S. banks have to offer billions of dollars more in relief to the communities hardest hit by the financial crisis, as authorities demand new terms for settling claims of mortgage sale fraud and abuse. So far, banks have paid some $59 billion in fines because of shady real estate deals. That and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Well, I want to know more about that credit score thing because I use the credit score dartboard when I'm calculating my score. When we return, Pat Tracy, executive director of REACH, will tell us how to restore your rights when the court takes them away. Could that affect your qualifying for a mortgage? Don't know. So stay with us because the secret to happiness is good health and a really bad memory.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
Home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment, You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a special home buying message just for you. If you are a first-time home buyer and you're using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify and receive big discounts from the bank, too. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in Reach's annual education membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues you may have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach included 2 free credit checks per year in their educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. That's $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Enroll today. Call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, well, what happens when you lose your rights? We know you can't vote. You can't legally obtain a firearm, and that could be a problem. Today's question is, how does one restore those basic rights, and who can best help? Joining us right now is the executive producer and director of Reach, Pat Tracy. Pat, how are you today?
Good, Alan. How about yourself?
Well, this is a very interesting subject. I don't know of anybody that's really lost their rights, but I can imagine if you do, that can't be a good thing.
Well, if you don't know anybody who, I'm sure you do, but you don't know that you do.
I don't want to admit it.
Okay? Hey, let me ask you this, Alan. Uh-huh. Taxation without representation. When did that come out?
That was back during the Boston Tea Party.
That's exactly right. And it caused a war because they weren't represented in many ways and set up this country, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so that in some way is the problem today. Of course, these people are paying taxes. They're not able to vote. The election's coming up. You know, we have a primary election August 26th, and then we have our general election November of this year.
That's correct.
So, yeah, so a lot of things are happening. But going back in history, during the Civil War, when people were freed, when the slaves were freed.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, if you remember the history, a lot of people were arrested for no reason.
Right.
And because part of the rules were, if you had an arrest, you couldn't vote. So now the very lowest on the totem poles to say were allowed to vote. But if they were arrested without reason, many of them, they could be turned into laborers and still had no vote.
That's right.
So this has continued on for a very long time. The Voting Rights of 1965 struck down most of those things, but felons still cannot vote. Nearly 6 million Americans cannot vote, so that's why I said you know someone, Alan. You may not know who.
I just said I didn't want to admit it.
One-third of those are African-Americans.
Oh.
22 states allow ex-felons to vote. So we're talking primarily Florida for many things. Maine and Vermont can vote even when you're in prison. But 11 other states impose severe restrictions, and Florida is probably the worst.
You're right. I did a little research on that, and absolutely true. Florida is the worst.
Right.
It's just the way Florida rolls. You know, we're number one in foreclosures, number one in underwater properties, and we're number one in making sure people don't vote.
Right. 10% of voting residents are disqualified. One in five African Americans of voting age cannot vote. And most of them are voted, can't vote for the rest of their life. That's 5.8 million nationally, and of that, approximately 1.5 million live in Florida. We're only 6% of the U.S. population, but we're we have a large percentage of our people cannot vote. And I know Attorney General Holder kind of singled Florida out because of that situation. And do you know that you cannot vote because of things like murder, you would think of, or drugs, but even disobeying a police officer or messing with a crab trap? All of those can be felonies that will stop you from voting for life.
Wow. I thought it was a felony. It has to be a felony.
That's a felony.
Okay. Any felony... If you're convicted of a felony, you don't even have to serve jail time. If you're convicted and put on parole, you can still lose your basic right to vote.
Exactly. And 70% of those felons are nonviolent, have never committed a violent crime, and 61% had no prior record of anything being wrong.
I was going to say, what I was thinking, what causes the loss of those rights? And the answer, of course, is what we said, a felony. But I believe what I was more shocked at is that you don't have to go to jail. You can just have that charge against you, and they levy the time, suspend the sentence, and you lose your rights, your basic rights. Not right. That's not right.
Yeah, that's not right. Let me say, in 1988... there was 38,000 people in Florida were convicted felons who couldn't vote. There's been a big jump to 2008 where there's 100,000 of them. And even though we have a declining crime rate, we're going to have more of this in the future because of two things: plea bargains and private prisons. So we have an ineffective legal system where people aren't represented. Prosecutors can bring up any charge against you.
Right.
They can hold it over you, and they can offer you a plea bargain. And if you don't have the money or the ability to resist that, you take a plea bargain and you lose your right to vote.
Right. Plea bargain is not a good way to go, and they use that tool. Just to let the folks know, I have the statute here. It says, under Florida Constitution, a convicted felon cannot vote, serve on a jury, or hold public office until civil rights have been restored. And there's two different levels of those civil rights being restored. One is just your basic civil rights. The other is the right to carry a firearm. And that takes a special meeting, a special case, and it really has to be looked at close to get that restored.
Right, Alan. Now, in 2007, Charlie Crist did an executive order, and he restored voting rights to nonviolent felons. So for 3 years, over that next three-year period of his last term, 150,000 had their rights restored. And in that, they've done some research and found that 10% to 25%, depending on the research, were all rehabilitated, did not return back, and were voting residents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2011, when Governor Scott came in, he rescinded all of those orders, and he even made it stricter. for you to be able to get out of this felony thing and be able to obtain your rights again. After you've done all your probation, after you've paid your fines, after you've served your time, if you had any, then you have to wait an additional 5 years and apply for restoration. And then another 7 years before you come up before a clemency board who hears case by case to see if you can have those things revoked.
Mm-mm. You mean so, restored, right?
Yes, restored. I'm sorry. Restored.
That's okay. That's all right. That's what I'm here for.
I'm glad you're there, Alan. I'm glad you're there. So in the 1990s, 23 states made it less restrictive for this. But Florida and Iowa became states that made it much more restrictive, put a lot more things on the line for this. So it's a really big problem, and I think as we go over this during the time that we have before the general election, we should spend some time on voting rights, those that are losing their voting rights, which in many ways is a civil rights issue.
Correct.
A lot of these people are Black Americans that have lost their rights. Many are not guilty, but forced to plead just due to economic circumstances.
Right. So they're losing their rights for a trumped-up charge. It's not right. There used to be a time in this country when you served your time. You served your time. It's over. You paid for the crime. Everything's restored. And
right.
For some reason, that just got changed. Let me give out the website for the state of Florida there. If you're in this position and you have lost your rights and you would like to learn about getting them restored, go to the state's website. It's www.fcor.state.fl.us. Or you can Google it. You could call them at 850-488-2952. That's 850-488-2952, and you can get that started. We're going to take a little break here, Pat. As soon as we do, we'll be right back to you. When we return, Pat will tell us more about restoring your rights and other secret stuff we're not even supposed to talk about. So I was wondering, what would you get when you cross Steve Cody with Carmen Diaz? Probably a thank you note from Steve, I'm pretty sure.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy. We're speaking with Pat Tracy, the executive director of Reach. And she is the cool one with all the neat information about restoring your rights. Living in America today, it's a pretty important matter, right, Pat?
It definitely is, Alan. And we talked about how difficult it is and what's happening with the plea bargains, but we haven't yet covered the private prisons. And as you know, with private prisons, if there's so much paid per prisoner, there's a drive for somebody to prosper greatly. And it costs more per prisoner than it does to give our people a four-year education, to retrain them and to give them an education. And costs $1 billion per year to imprison nonviolent offenders in Florida. So the whole thing has to be relooked at. It's driven by power, by money. If you can take someone's vote away, then you have the power because they can't vote.
You left out the word greed.
Yes, you've got it. You've got it.
Well, now, you know, when you have capitalism set up in a prison system, I don't know how that's supposed to work. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I had a client one time, FedCure was the name of this place. They were a federal prison advocacy group, and they were trying to get parole restored. And the horror stories that he told me about what happens, you know, you go to prison, you lose everything, not just your rights, which, of course, is important. But, you know, there's you go in there for 25 years, and when you come out, guess what? Your kids are gone, your wife's gone, your family's gone, everything's gone. You are on your own. And then you get out and you find out you can't vote, you can't buy a firearm, you can't serve on a jury. There's a lot of things you can't do when they take those rights away from you. And like we said just before the break, you know, you've paid your crime, so you've done the time. Let's restore everything.
Yeah, restore the rights. That would be the, it seems like that would be the American way, doesn't it? But now, here are some comments that I went to a website and I looked up the different comments that are coming in, and this is one from Michael Confano that I thought I would just read to you, and I think it's interesting.
Okay.
The problem is that this voting has been affecting people who didn't hurt anyone, so they're nonviolent crimes. I can understand taking away the right to vote for someone who raped or murdered someone else. However, someone in jail for selling weed can lose the right to vote for the rest of their lives. Is that really fair? The article, and he was speaking of, hits a nail on the head, perfectly thorough. It's all about politics. Democrats couldn't care less about the ex-felons. They just want their vote. Likewise, Republicans know that statistically, these ex-felons tend to vote Democratic, so they'll do everything to keep them from voting. The typical American government, Democrats fight Republicans, Republicans fight Democrats, and the average American loses.
Yeah, here we are, stuck in the middle with you. Exactly.
Exactly. So those are the very difficult situations where one group wants to push for voting because they feel they'll vote for them. The other wants to keep them away because they feel they won't get the vote. And the person, and very often, you know, we see some stories where people are wrongfully convicted. Or we see some stories, probably not as many as we should, on the plea bargain situation that's so prevalent today. I've got some statistics on that. Let me just...
Those are probably scary statistics because that I do know through that client that I had there. And that's the biggest tool that the government has. If they can't prove that you did something... you keep your mouth shut. If they can't prove it, they can't prove it. But what happens is they get the people get scared, and it's like, well, I guess I'd rather go to jail for 5 years than spend 25 years, so okay, I'm guilty. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You know somebody that did that, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do. They've gone to 12, from 12 to 1 in every 70 persons to 40 to 1 in 2013 because charges are put upon people they didn't do. They run out of money. They run out of time. They're just weary. And so that becomes a real problem where they just accept the plea bargain, though they're fully innocent. And then they don't realize that they've lost, like you said, the gun rights.
That's right.
They've lost their rights to vote. They've harmed themselves for a job in the future. And thanks to government's Governor Scott, he's made it difficult for them to ever restore those rights.
Well, we ought to make it difficult for him to run again, so that I'd take care of that problem.
Well, we can't really say that, Alan, but we just need to
let him know
that that's not the way, not the right way to serve the citizens of Florida,
I think.
That's not what the citizens would like to have.
Absolutely.
They deserve the same right. They paid, like you said, they paid for their crime with nonviolence. They deserve the same rights at this point of any voting American. And it's kind of interesting that in two of our states, you can vote from prison.
That's amazing.
I know. I know. It's Vermont and Maine allow their prisoners to vote.
All right. Well,
so let me
give that number out one more time for the state of Florida. It's, if you want to get a hold of anyone in the the corrections department there to take care of this. It's 850-488-2952 and 850-488-2952. Pat, thanks a lot for sharing that information with us. Very important.
Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
Thanks.
We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Pastor Carolyn Rose joins us to talk about the Royal Palm Covenant Church food drive. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home will show you how this house can become your home. After that, our house segment has a few useful tips about keeping your cool during the peak of the summer heat. And then Kenesha Wood is here with a special report about pumping some cash into your underwater home. That's coming up. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, next to a small bunker on Peanut Island, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose slightly this week, but they remained near their lows for the year. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said Thursday the nationwide average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is 4.14%. It was 4.12 a couple weeks ago. The average for a 15-year mortgage, a popular choice for a lot of people who are refinancing, rose to 3.27% from 3.25. Now, mortgage rates are below the levels of a year ago. They've fallen in recent weeks after climbing last summer when the Fed began talking about reducing the monthly bond purchases that it was making to keep long-term borrowing rates low. Americans' attitudes toward the housing market remain somewhat mixed, although a steady improvement in their personal financial outlook may bode well for housing in the coming months, according to Fannie Mae's July 2014 National Housing Survey. The continued cautious sentiment expressed across a range of consumer indicators this month gives weight to our view that the first phase of the housing recovery is decelerating, and 2014 will be a year of mixed housing outcomes. However, creation of more than 200,000 jobs over each of the last 6 months, combined with the share of consumers reporting significantly higher household incomes, does provide some reason for optimism. If these trends continue, they could lead to some upside in housing in the year 2015. The producer of the most widely used credit score in the United States on Thursday announced a major overhaul of its scoring model that could boost bank lending and lead to thousands of dollars in savings for borrowers with debts that are in collection. A revamped FICO score could boost bank lending and lead to savings for people who have debt in collection. Many lenders, including credit card issuers, use those scores as a measure of creditworthiness. Now, FICO says that it will no longer factor in any debt or account that is with a collection agency and that consumers have paid off or settled that debt. FICO also announced that it will place less weight on unpaid medical debt that is in the collection process. Most lenders check applicants' FICO scores to help to determine whether to extend creditworthiness to consumers and at what interest rates. One piece of information missing from this story is whether they still consider student debt, which is the largest debt in this country. Haven't found an answer to that yet. Roughly 77 million Americans, or 35% of adults with a credit file, have a report of debt in collections. These adults owe an average of $5,178. Debt in collection involves non-mortgage bills, like credit card balances, medical or utility bills, with more than 180 days past due and have been placed in collections. And big banks are going to have to deliver billions of dollars more in relief to the communities hardest hit by the financial crisis, as the Department of Justice and the Department of Housing is turning up the heat on them. So far, banks have paid $59 billion in fines and consumer relief since the crisis to settle mortgage cases, according to a research organization. At least seven other banks other than Bank of America are still under investigation for misleading mortgage securities. And that is the news.
Say it isn't so.
I'm glad they're going after them.
$59 billion. Yeah. How much of that did you get?
Zero.
Okay. Well, joining us in the studio today is Pastor Carolyn Rose. She's a co-pastor at the Royal Palm Covenant Church, along with her husband, Michael Rose. And together, they have encouraged their parishioners to join their mission of building a better community. As she puts it, unless God is building the house, he who builds labors in vain. And I believe that comes right out of Psalms 127.1. Pastor Carolyn Rhodes, wonderful words to live by. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Great, great. I know you got some neat stuff coming up over there. I know about the food drive. We talked about that a few weeks ago. How's that working for the folks that didn't hear about it before?
Well, the food drive that's going on right now is having a great impact on our food pantry,
right,
which is one of the larger ministries of our church.
Yeah, it's filling up. I heard somebody say you got three or four rooms out there that are just full of goodies. We're coming over later to eat.
You know? Well, you know, they don't stay full long because it's open every Thursday and empties out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you need to have that supply constantly replenished.
Yes.
So if you got any extra food, folks, you know where to take it, right?
That's right.
Take it over to the Royal Palm Covenant Church. I have that address here.
660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard.
That's right.
Royal Palm Beach, Florida.
All right. 33411, in case
that's
you need
right.
to Google that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to get on over there. Their phone number, if you would like to call, is 561-793-1077. And a couple of cans of food and a hefty prayer might get you somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
So who do you service? Just the people in Royal Palm, or is it the county, or how big's your area?
It must be the county because mm-hmm. we have people coming from as far away as Riviera Beach and some people coming from as far away as the Glades. People come, and we don't have any exclusionary list there, so if you come, we figure you need it, and we're going to help you as best we can.
I love that philosophy. You know, that went away back in the 20s, and I wasn't alive then, neither were you, but maybe Copeland was. But,
hey.
But there used to be a time when the churches did everything,
mm-hmm.
and the beauty of that is, and I'm sure you can reflect on this, the beauty of it is, you knew who you were giving the food to. You know if it was a real person or it wasn't a real person. They were standing right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Today, the government handles it, and all you have to do is stand in a line, make a mark on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. and bam, you get food.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that affect the church's ability to do that?
Well, certainly because the people who work our food pantries are able, pretty much the same people come, because when you're having a season of difficulty, it's a season, and so very seldom do we have someone who comes once and we never see them again. They may come three, four, or five times, and over that amount of time, you get to know people, their problems, their families, their concerns, and so not only do we feed the family, but we feed the spirit.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. and you know that was, you know, I did some research on this once, but back in the 20s and the mid-20s when the Depression was hitting and the food lines were heavy, people actually complained. Can you figure this out? They go somewhere to get free food. The pastor says, let's bow our heads and pray. Mm-hmm. And they go, hey, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you making? You making me pray? I just want the food.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what our federal government did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just want the food? Here you go. You don't have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what a mistake that was. And it just takes our community and throws it out of whack, because now you're getting scrupulous people in the system that are taking advantage.
Well, even as a church ministry, certainly you know it's a church ministry when you pull into our parking lot and see the steeple.
Yeah, hello.
But you still have people who come and don't necessarily want to pray. But for those who do want, who need that spiritual need met as well, we do offer services during the open hours of our food pantry.
And you know what I used to do for the people that didn't want to pray? I pray anyway.
Well, we do pray anyway. We are inviting you to come with us.
Absolutely. You guys done a lot of things over there at the church. You've started an educational program.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have our after-school program that we're getting up and going off the ground, where we can teach kids kindergarten through 12th grade, help them with their homework and computer subjects, and to make sure that your children are in a safe area after work, after school. Parents who have to work, and instead of having latchkey children, there's adult supervision and someone to help tutoring with your young people.
Right. And, of course, you don't want the state to get involved in that either, because what's the first thing they do? They take your kids and give them to somebody else. I mean, it doesn't sound like a good trade. And I know another thing that you've done at the church there, you've increased the membership quite substantially.
Well, my husband and I have been pastoring there since 2003, and certainly at that time it seems maybe we had 10 or 12. Well, we have maybe 60 on 60, 60, 65 on days like Christmas or Mother's Day, it might get up to 100, but we hold pretty consistently at 60 right now and still growing. But for a very small congregation, we make a major impact in our community.
I heard it was like 350 people a week. That was the Christmas
the
and
food pantry. Now, the food pantry ministry is not to be confused with the actual regular attendance of the church. The food pantry, we feed 130 families every week, which translates to about 780 individuals every week.
Can I come over for dinner?
The food is not cooked.
No, I just want to come pray.
You just want to come pray.
Yeah, pray for those folks that can't and won't. You know?
We would welcome you.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. No, it's a good church. I have been there. It mm-hmm. was for the health fair mm-hmm. that you had. That was great. We covered that. And you guys just do so much. Where
we
do you find the energy to do that?
You've met my husband?
Yes.
That's where we find the energy. Yes.
Yeah, he couldn't be here today. He said he had to go sailing or something? No. Nah, he's working hard. So your school it accommodates over 50 students. And what were the grades again that you said?
Kindergarten to 12th grade.
All the way through.
Right. But, you know, the majority of parents wanting tutoring for their children is going to be grade school and up into middle school. Then kids are not really interested in.
Well, you know, I'll tell you an interesting story. I did an interview one time when I was with PBS, mm-hmm. and we interviewed a bunch of homeschooled kids. Mm-hmm. And it was my first experience with homeschoolers and everything. And I just they were like 12, 13, 14 years old. And I asked one of the kids, I said, boy, you must feel funny having to have your mom, you know, teach you lessons. Mm-hmm. And this kid says to me, he says, Mom doesn't even come around. We know how to open up the books. We know what lesson we have to do. We know what comes next, and we know how to do everything. We don't even need her. So they're basically teaching themselves. And after doing that interview, I started talking to my own daughter. I said, you got to get the kids out of public school. Finally, she got them into a church school. And grades are better. Everything's better. Mm-hmm. It's a much better atmosphere, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that you guys handle your students in a similar fashion.
Mm-hmm. In the after-school program, yes,
right,
sir.
Right, right, right. How cool is that? So, and now, what's your future goals for the community? What do you want to do next?
Well, of course, we want the impact we have on the community to translate to more attendance on Sunday. But even if it doesn't, it's important for people to know that help from our food pantry is not. You do not have to be a member of our congregation to receive help. You just have to be a member of the community in need to come. And we want to help as many people as we can. We want it to grow as far as we can.
Absolutely. Well, praise the Lord. That's what that is. Now, you have another event coming up in August, I believe it is. August, where did I have that? August the 17th. It's
coming
a Sunday
right
at 7 p.m. And you brought somebody along in the studio
I
with
did.
You?
I did. We have a wonderful friend. We're very blessed to know him and have him as the musician in our church, and that is none other than Copeland Davis.
Yay! Hey, welcome to the show. We call him Mr. Fingers. But,
for good reason. You
know, oh, absolutely. He jams hard, right?
Oh, jeez. You know, we got a minister sitting
here. Oh, I'm jamming, you know.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm an old drummer from the 60s, so you know, I don't know any better. What can I tell you? Tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
Well, it's also to try to help raise awareness for the food pantry, because mm-hmm. with the families and the people that they are serving, it's had a financial effect on what the church is capable of doing.
Right.
Okay. Do I need to get closer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Makes
all right.
It sound a little better.
Okay.
It's funny how these microphones work. You know.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. Pay no attention to that person over there in the other room. She's moving the buttons.
So we decided to try to bring maybe our efforts to try to raise awareness and try to, you know, financially help the church.
Well, this is a concert, and is there's a charge for that, or are you making them bring canned food?
Well, I wish, but
I think we are asking that if you have a heart to bring a canned good, we're certainly receiving. But tickets are $30 for adults, and $15 for children 12 and under.
Yeah. Okay, and if somebody wants to find out about that, they can call the number 561-793-1077, and they'll take care of that. So, you impressed me. We were talking a little early before the show, and I you've been playing for such a long time.
Oh, yes.
And I said, did you ever get into disco?
Oh, yes.
and he went, oh, no, yeah. Not disco.
Yes, yes. We not extensively, but we did some disco. We did a lot of things.
Now, anybody came through the 70s and the 80s, you had to do disco. That
yes.
was a terrible thing. So you're going to be rocking on a stage at 7 p.m. is
yes,
when it starts there?
Yes, we're bringing our six-piece group.
Nice.
Bringing a six-piece band. And
can we get some press passes for that?
Absolutely.
All right. No, we'll come and make it. I'll bring canned food. That'll take care of that. Copeland Davis, folks, a jazz pianist, entertainer, and all-around cool guy. Sunday, August the 17th at 7 p.m. at the Palm Royal Palm Covenant Church.
Covenant Church, yeah.
Just come and prepared to be happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. How cool is that, right? All right. That brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This beautiful one-bedroom, one-bath condo has new wood floors, newly tiled kitchen floor, including granite countertops and all new appliances. It's located in the Sable Point community with a very large swimming pool. That address, again, is 201 Bonnie Boulevard, Unit 204 in Palm Springs, Florida, 33461. You know, you can Google Maps the location and see it for yourself. Google Maps, of course, you know, loves that zip code. So when you're typing that in, type 201 Bonnie Boulevard. You don't need the 204 there, and that's in Palm Springs, Florida, 33461. It's a great location. It has FHA, VA, and conventional financing. And by the way, they also take cash. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number, 561-351-8000. For more information, give her a call. You could call her right now. I'm sure she's out driving around showing a home to someone. Well, as we've said before, and even me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again, thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. Hat tip to the wounded warriors of Palm Beach. We salute to retired Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg and all the good folks that their charity works for. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. I know they're on the iHeartRadio app. Even though they're in town, that's the place they love to listen. Now, you can visit our show website at reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week or past shows. You can listen to our archives right there. And we are ready for Our House.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. And
I like my house. Hey, it's time for this week's segment, Our House, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. This week, the show producer, Rick Snyder, discovered how to beat the summer heat. He was telling me earlier it was so hot outside that he had to pour a cup of McDonald's coffee over his head just to cool down a little. Ouch, ouch, ouch. That must have been hard as a...
No, it was soothing.
Soothing.
Actually, tip number one to beat the heat,
yep.
Move to Maine.
Oh!
I just had a vacation up there. It was absolutely spectacular.
Do you get iHeart up there?
Oh, yes. I was listening to the show. Oh, you know that.
No problem.
I was tuned in, as always. Florida's hot. No question about it. We love it, and that's why we're here. But there are ways to keep yourself cool. Believe it or not, my research showed that the number one way to keep cool, and I have trouble believing this, is buy a popsicle,
no.
Ice cream, or some other frozen yummy treat. And I guess you put it in your pants, and you're cooled off for the day. If you have an air conditioner, and who doesn't, keep it on. Keep it at a steady temperature. Keep the air filter clean to avoid clogging. Fungus grows in that filter if it's dirty. For the best results, now there's some argument on this, close the doors to the rooms you have air conditioning on. This traps cool air in the room, keeping you cool down. FPL says no. Mm-mm. Keep all the doors open for circulation.
Right.
Try it both ways. Number two, drink plenty of cool water. During summer, you lose more moisture as you perspire. You have to replenish the water in your body. Drink a nice cold glass of water. Keep a bottle with you at all times. Stay hydrated. Tip to stay more cool, fill up a water bottle, put it in the freezer for about 30 minutes. Freeze another to take outdoors, and ice water will last much longer. Don't get dehydrated. Find a friend, go for a swim, have a water fight, or instead of the McDonald's coffee, dump buckets of water on each other. A weird but fun way is to bring a nice cool bucket of water and
that
pour it on
your... kind of kinky.
Listen to this. Pour it on a trampoline if you own one. Then you created your own slip and slide. I'd be really careful with that.
And make sure you know the person you're dumping the bucket of water on.
Yes, very good point, Steve.
You don't
thank
want to
you.
Do that randomly.
Listen to this. Place an ice pack on your wrist, and I know this works.
Oh, yeah.
The ice will cool the blood in your veins. It instantly makes you feel cooler. You could run your pulse under some cold water or just splash cold water on your face and stay at a desirable temperature. When you go to bed, put a sheet over you, have a fan directed. You can feel that breeze, makes you feel good, cools you down. You can also dampen the sheets in water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sprinkle a little water on. Now, the fan makes you feel more refreshed.
Honey, was that you? And
it will evaporate before morning.
He keeps going.
Turn off. It's good training. Turn off unnecessary lights, TV, oven, etc.
Obviously.
During the day, keep off most of your electricity, your lights. They will produce energy. Shower in a cool shower. That is also very refreshing. And that's how you keep cool. And all this information comes to you direct from Reach Radio.
If you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. The next workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, August the 10th, from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about their first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And while you have them on the phone, ask about the many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. 855-48-REACH is the number to call. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, that brings us right up to Kenesha Wood. She's one of the top counselors over at the Reach Housing Factory. She has a criminal law degree, but she enjoys counseling much better. Kenesha, why is that? I mean, really, you have a law degree and you want to counsel people and help them get into a home. You must have a big heart.
Well, originally, criminal justice seemed to be the thing, I guess, working in the prison system, but it wasn't my thing. I figured the outside of the prison is much, 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 much better for me.
Yeah, and you won't lose your rights either, so that makes it a little easier if you're doing it that way. All right, so we're talking a little bit about if your home is underwater. Now, there's a lot of people that know what that is. A lot of people don't know. What they mean by your house being underwater is that you owe more than what it's worth. And why they picked that phrase for Florida, God only knows.
I know. I was thinking that Florida literally is like below sea level. So underwater, they all might start freaking out thinking something's going wrong. It just means that you have no value in your house. You purchase a property for $250,000, a couple of years ago, and suddenly it's only worth $100,000. It means you're underwater. You have no equity. You can't do anything with it. You barely could refinance it. And if you're 62 and older, you can't even do a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm. But we do have some programs that will help reduce the principal, right? Principal reduction programs?
Well, there are several forms of it. Florida has their own, and that helps you to reduce the principal balance up to $50,000 only.
Mm-hmm.
But, you cannot be behind on the mortgage, and for that,
right. There are some conditions.
The Florida Hardest Hit Group.
Yeah, and so if you have a $150,000 balance on your home, your home's only worth $75,000, they'll knock $50,000 off and bring you down to something reasonable, right?
Right. They will knock $50,000 off of it because they only go up to $50,000.
Who pays
for
that?
However, if you are somewhat behind on your mortgage or if severely behind on your mortgage, you can opt to do a modification.
Mm-hmm.
The modification, of course, is not guaranteed, but there's a lot of the banks out there that, a part of the agreement with the Attorney General is to do principal reduction on one's mortgage, including Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America City, Aquin does that also. You can technically get a principal reduction by getting a modification because some of them do give principal forgiveness. For example, we had a client, their house was $200,000-something. And it was an Aquin loan, and it got reduced to $100,000+. That means that difference has been reduced. It doesn't get one shot, but over a period of 3 years, it gets forgiven. So it is a principal reduction. It kind of helps you come out from underwater and start building equity back in your house. In a few years after, you could definitely sell or refinance your house.
Wow. And that helps offset the crash that we had in 2008. It was in all the papers. I remember reading it. It was a terrible thing. And people lost their homes. A lot of people lost their homes. And the guys that were flipping and buying and flipping, boy, they just went down with the ship. It was a heck of a thing. And that's probably why a lot of these programs came about. The federal government took a look at what they had done and said, oops, we better take care of this.
Right. I mean, that came out in 2008, and most people call it the Obama plan or the Obama program. It is that program that you get, you know, your program get reduced, your mortgage payments get reduced by 31% of your gross income. And even though we are bouncing back, it honestly, the recession is still being felt by a lot of people. We're still in need of more help. There's, you know, there's a lot more can be done for those who are struggling with the mortgage. There was a survey came out by the Federal Reserve that says homeowners, 45% of homeowners who own their own house for at least 5 years reported that the value of their home is lower than in 2008. 20% believe the value of their home, you know, was the same, and 27% believe it was higher than in 2008. So, you know, overall, we're still feeling that pinch, that recession. I mean, a lot more can be done, but a lot has been done since 2008.
How's the inventory situation working now? Do we have a lot of extra houses? Are the banks holding back some houses to try and drive the market prices up?
They're really not trying to hold on to the houses. Maybe some might be doing that, but strategically, it costs the bank money when they have a short sale or someone does a deed in lieu or a foreclosure when they're the one that purchased the property back. It actually costs them money for foreclosure. The banks really don't want to foreclose on your house. And they really don't want to hold on to things because it costs them money for property management. You know, the house value is going to deteriorate because no one is fixing up the property. You know, it goes into a shambles. So they really want to let go, and they really don't want to do a foreclosure. So if you feel the pinch, if you're current or you're behind on your mortgage, reach out to us. You know, better you know now and not knowing at all, do nothing and not knowing at all. And because the banks really don't want to take your house, what they really want to do is try to help you as much as possible.
Well, I guess the number to call is 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Talk to Kanisha if you're underwater there. You have a pump and a hose. You might be able to help them right out, right?
Yeah, I need a pump and a hose. I need a hydrant at this moment. That's what I miss about New York. Now I'm going to buy a hydrant where it could open up. I don't know if it was fun, so I might take some of Rick's advice and try to cool down today.
Well, you picked the right day. I believe it's 90-something out there already, so we've already hit the peak of the pinnacle there. But, Kanisha, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate the information, especially for the folks out there who are underwater. I know it's a strange phrase for Florida, but call REACH and see what the counselors can do there. They are experienced enough to take care of all your needs, and they practically hold your hand when they walk you through. They take care of all the paperwork. What else? What else do you do? You give them some food and water too, right?
We do give food and water. We do. We treat our clients as, you know, our own. So come on to us.
All right. Well, that's about all the time left to us today. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio archives are. Hat tip once again to our good friends over at the Wounded Warriors of Palm Beach. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show.
Got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely